While walking into a bar, Mike said to Charlie the bartender, "Pour me a stiff drink. I just had another fight with the wife." "Oh yeah," said Charlie, "and how did this one end?" "When it was over," Mike replied, "she came to me on her hands and knees." "Really?" said Charlie. "Now that's a switch. What did she say?" "She said, 'Come out from under that bed, you little chicken.'" Well, today's gospel is just the opposite of cowardice. It is a gospel about a woman with great courage for approaching the Lord. And it's a woman of great faith. She had such great love for her daughter. She was filled with faith and with courage. So take a look at today's gospel. It's Matthew chapter 15. It's a very interesting story because it's the only recorded time we have the Lord going up into this particular area, which was the large port cities of Tyre and Sidon. This is the only time it recorded that the Lord actually saw the ocean, that the Lord saw the Mediterranean Sea. And these large cities were in pagan territory, 30 miles north of Israel, where the Lord would spend most of his time in Capernaum and Nazareth. So why does the Lord go up into pagan territory? It was because it was out of the reach of Herod, who was trying to kill the Lord. It was also out of the reach of these scribes and Pharisees. The Lord had to leave Jewish territory to get up into pagan territory so he could have a retreat and prepare his apostles for his upcoming death. So the Lord moved up into this area, which is now modern day Lebanon. And this is where the Lord spent some time with his apostles, preparing them for his upcoming death. Now, the Lord was trying to be very quiet about this trip, but he was discovered because the word spread that this miracle worker, this traveling Jewish rabbi from Israel, was in their area, in their territory. And St. Matthew calls this woman a Canaanite woman. St. Mark calls her a Syrophoenician woman. It's the same person, just one's referring more to her religious views, the other one to her political background. And she hears that the Lord is in the area. And this woman has a daughter who is suffering. This woman has a daughter that is possessed by a demon. So this woman shows great courage. And she discovers that the Lord is there. And she approaches him with great trust and confidence and faith and says, "Have pity on me, Lord." She calls him Lord, which is an amazing thing for a pagan Gentile to do, especially as a Gentile woman referring to a Jewish rabbi, calling him Lord, calling him the Son of David. Even though she was not Jewish herself, she acknowledged that he was the Messiah, the long-awaited Jewish Messiah, and calls him the Son of David. So she's obviously a woman who has faith. And then she lets the Lord know what her problem is. "My daughter is tormented by a demon." Now, this gospel is sometimes hard to understand because we see how the Lord reacts. Scripture says, "But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her." So the Lord ignored her. The Lord did not even have a conversation with her. He heard what she said, but he did not respond. The next sentence indicates that he and the apostles were on the move, that they had left the house where they were and began to walk, because this woman followed them and continued calling out again and again, so much so that it irritated the apostles. The apostles got irritated and said, "Lord, send her away. She keeps calling out after us." So notice the perseverance of the woman. She continues to plead for her daughter, to intercede for her daughter. Look at this great mother who is so filled with love for her daughter that she perseveres and overcomes obstacles. First, the obstacle of the Lord's own silence, and then the fact that they continue walking away. She pursues them, and then the Lord stops and says something that takes some understanding. It says, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." So that was the Lord's mission, to save the chosen people, the Jewish people. Later on, the Lord would send out the apostles, and he would say, go out into the whole world and bring the gospel to every creature. And then, you know, St. Paul would become the apostle to the Gentiles, etc. But at this point in the Lord's ministry, he was there for the chosen people, the Jewish people. So he said, I'm sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, not to this particular region of Tyre and Sidon. I'm not coming here to convert the pagans. That will be later, after we give the message to the Jewish people. Then it'll be spread throughout all the Gentile regions as well. Well, then how does the woman respond to that? She does not give up. She comes up to the Lord and does him homage, perhaps kneeling, perhaps prostrating herself on the ground. And a very powerful, very simple, very short prayer, again, filled with faith. Lord, save me. Lord, save me. And again, the Lord has an objection. And again, this takes a little bit of explaining, because it sounds very harsh, almost insulting of what the Lord says. He says, it is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs. Again, it sounds very harsh, but if you look at the original language of the gospel, there are two different words for dog in the Greek New Testament. One would be the scavenger dogs that would roam the streets, and these would be considered unclean animals for the Jewish people. But then there were other dogs, which were like the household puppies. And that's what the Lord uses here. He uses the nice word for the household puppy. And what the Lord is saying, it's not right to take the food that was meant for the children and not feed the children, and instead to feed the puppies instead of feeding the children with the food. It's just not right. First, you feed your children. If there's anything left over, of course, then. And now, how does she respond to that? And the Lord is so impressed with her, because he sees her perseverance, her courage, and she has a great sense of humor, and she has a great wit, and a very good response to the Lord, which pleases the Lord very much, because he sees that she is a woman of great faith. She says, please, Lord, for even the dogs, even the household puppies, get to eat the scraps that fall from their master's table. So she is a pagan, referring to the Israelites as the children of God, the chosen people. But she basically says, Lord, just throw me a scrap. I don't want much. Just toss me a little scrap. I'll be happy with that. Just heal my daughter. And the Lord is so impressed. He says, woman, great is your faith. See, when we have strong faith, that really pleases the Lord. As the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to be pleasing to the Lord. But the Lord loves great faith, faith that moves mountains. And the saints had this kind of incredible faith. They just trusted so much in the Lord. They had great faith in the Lord. So immediately, the Lord works a miracle. Even though her daughter was not there at the time, it seems, but the Lord said, let her be healed. And she was healed at that very moment. So what do we take from today's gospel? Well, sometimes when we pray, we might feel, well, the Lord isn't responding. And we're praying and praying for something. But why isn't the Lord responding? The Lord obviously hears our prayers. He hears every prayer, just like he heard the prayer of this woman's initial plea. But the Lord does not respond at once. Sometimes he does, but oftentimes the Lord waits. And because he wants to develop us more by our prayer life. Even this woman, he wanted her to develop in humility, in trust, in confidence, in faith. And so the Lord did not answer her at once in order to develop her. And we see this in the life of Saint Monica. Monica had to pray for 20 years for Augustine's conversion. You know, if Augustine was converted immediately, she would not have become St. Monica. She'd be plain old Monica. But because she prayed for 20 years, she became St. Monica. So why does the Lord not answer our prayers right away? Is maybe he wants to develop our character, develop virtue within us, develop our prayer life. And we can learn a great deal from this pagan woman. this Gentile woman. We can see her humility in acknowledging Jesus as Lord and the Son of David. We see the respect that she has in doing him homage. That's why we genuflect before we approach the altar. When we come to church, we give him signs of love, signs of reverence and adoration. We see her trust and confidence, her perseverance, her courage, her sense of humor, her wit. And I think two things above all we see: her love for her daughter. She was an intercessor. We have to pray for one another. You pray for your children. You pray for your grandchildren. You pray for your spouse. You pray for your parents. See, we're called to be men and women of prayer and intercession. Out of love for people, we become intercessors. She interceded for her daughter out of love for her daughter. And then above all, we see her faith, the faith of this woman. So let's imitate her good qualities of prayer and realize that when the Lord doesn't respond immediately, that's okay. Persevere in prayer, keep praying, because the Lord might not answer our prayers immediately for good reason. He wants us to grow and develop in the same way that he allowed St. Monica to become a saint through her life of prayer.